the month of God. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Salam and welcome to the program. We are with you with another episode of the special series for Ramadan. According to the Islamic narrations, the faithful have a lot of reciprocal rights, and many rewards will be given to those who observe these rights and try to help others. Interestingly, on the 12th of the blessed month of Ramadan, in the first year after Hijra, that is migration from Mecca to Medina, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, established the covenant of brotherhood between pairs of Muslims. Thus, Muslims became brothers two by two according to their thoughts and friendship. For instance, Salman became the brother of Abu Zar. Finally, the Prophet made Imam Ali his brother, as there was no one qualified to be his brother. The Prophet told Imam Ali, "You to me are like Aaron to Moses, except that there will be no prophet after me." Ibn Asir, famous Sunni scholar, writes in his book, Asadul Qaba, that the Prophet concluded the covenant of fraternity with Imam Ali two times, and each time he said to him, "You are my brother in the world and the hereafter." This act of the Prophet was very significant, as it showed how lofty and valuable Imam Ali's status was for the Prophet. Thick dust will nullify fasting, and there is no difference between ordinary dust and the powder of foods like wheat, flour, or even smoke. Of course, if the dust doesn't reach the throat, it will not nullify fasting. The steam of bathroom or sauna will not nullify fasting unless it is so thick that it changes into water drops in the mouth. Smoking nullifies fasting. Using special sprays for inhalation will nullify fasting unless the person has to take it for his health. Oxygen capsule that is used for artificial respiration does not nullify fasting. But fumigation will nullify fasting if it causes thick vapor to enter the throat. As a reminder, for a couple of episodes, we have been presenting parts of Abu Hamza Thumali's supplication. We said that Abu Hamza was one of the companions of Imam Sajjad, the fourth infallible successor of the Prophet of Islam. Abu Hamza was from Kufa and his name was Sabit ibn Dinar Thumali. He lived a long life to see four Imams, namely Imam Sajjad, Imam Baqir, Imam Sadiq, and Imam Kazan, peace upon them. Imam Reza, peace upon him, said on him, "Abu Hamza in his time was like Salman and Luqman in their time." It is noteworthy that Salman was one of the best Muslims and close companions of the Prophet of Islam, and Luqman was a sage in ancient times who was very pious and wise. After a short break, we will continue whispering Abu Hamza Somali's supplication. O God, engage us in your remembrance and keep us away from your wrath, and save us from your punishment, and give us sustenance from your bounties, and grant us from your grace, and grant us Hajj of your house and pilgrimage to the tomb of your prophet. May your mercy, forgiveness, and satisfaction be on him and his progeny. You are near to us and answer our prayers. Grant us to obey you and cause us to die while we are in your creed and sticking to your prophet's practice. O God, forgive me and my parents and have mercy on them as they raised me while I was a child. Return their good deeds with reward and their evil deeds with forgiveness. O God, forgive the faithful men and women, the living and the dead, and link between us and them with good deeds. O God, forgive our living and dead, our present and absent, our male and female, our children and adult, our free and slave. O God, bless Muhammad and progeny of Muhammad, and inform me with good. My master, I am the child that you raised, and the ignorant that you taught, and the stray that you guided, and the low that you exalted, and the fearful that you secured, and the hungry that you satiated, and the thirsty that you gave water to, and the naked that you clothed, and the poor that you enriched, and the unable that you empowered, and the humble that you dignified, and the sick that you cured, and the beggar that you spent to, and the sinner that you covered his sin, and the guilty that you pardoned. And I am the little that you amplified, and the weak that you helped, and the outcast that you gave refuge. I am the one who has dared unto his master. I am the one who has disobeyed the ruler of heaven. Yet you gave me respite with your forbearance and covered me with your cover as if you had neglected me. And you kept me aloof from the consequences of my sins as if you had been ashamed of me. My God, when I disobeyed you, I didn't disobey as if I had been denying your lordship and belittling your command. But a flaw overcame me and my inner self deceived me, and your covering emboldened me. Now, whom should I connect if you disconnect me? Had I not been hopeful of your nobility and vast mercy, and had you not prevented me from losing hope, I would have been hopeless upon remembering my sins. O God, by the covenant of Islam, I take recourse to you, and by the respect of the Quran, trust in you. And through the love that I have for the unlettered prophet, I seek proximity with you. Therefore, don't make my reward the reward of one who has worshipped other than you.